Well, if you, one of the I always tell people who want to come and see the Falkirk Wheel, that they, or the pineapple at Dunmore, that they mustn't just look at photographs, go and see it, because the closer you get to these things, you suddenly realise they look a hell of a lot bigger and more imposing than they do from a distance. So the palace is not a tiny little addition, as it sometimes looks from that end. It's a fairly substantial building. Actually, the word palace is probably just a mispronunciation of place. You know, the place of Kinneil, they might have called this, and at a period of time, over in Cooris, there's a thing called the palace there, the yellow palace. Well, it's not a palace, it's the place of Cooris. You know, it was the common way in which people expressed themselves at that time. Sadly, you won't be going in, when we do get around to going in, you won't be going in there to this building at all, the square tower house. If you were to walk in, you would be greatly shocked and disappointed that you'd be able to look straight up to, not to the sky, but to the roof at the top, because all the floors inside here have been removed. And so the restoration of this building will cost a lot of money, so it probably lies some distance in the future. The palace, on the other hand, had a very lucky escape. In the 1930s, when the council bought over from the Hamiltons this land that we're standing on to turn it into a park, it was their intention to demolish the whole lot of this building. They weren't overly concerned about historical matters in the 1930s. They were in the process of doing this when they broke through into the two rooms that you'll be going to see later on, the Arbor Room and the Parable Room, only to discover, which they already knew, of course, because the historians had been working on them for years, but sealed up inside the room were the best examples of 16th and 17th century religious wall murals that are anywhere in Scotland. So you've got a treat in store. They're not bright colours like a Leonardo da Vinci mural on the wall. They're faded back, but they remember that they're 400 years old. They're fantastic. And that saved the building. In fact, it saved everything. And it gives a new generation the opportunity to do something different with it. The windows and the door, the balustrade on the top, and of course the pavilions that I already mentioned, they were put there. They were all done, perhaps the decoration by Duchess Anne Hamilton in the 1670s. You can see that the roof of that part was removed before they got to the great discovery, and so it has never been put back on again. The roofs on the pavilions were put on in the modern period. We're standing, at least us over here, Angus and I, are standing on the Antonine Wall, because the Roman Wall, which started at Carradon and went for 38 miles across the country to Old Kilpatrick on the Clyde, all the way up through Lauriston and Falkirk, runs right through this part here, the wall right underneath this pavilion and out the other side, and it carries on for a couple of hundred yards before we come to a fortlet. I'll tell you more about the Roman period when we get there. In the meantime, you can see that there's been a plaque on that wall there, which was the coat of arms of the Hamilton family. We're going to go through here, and we'll see that this fortified house, the square tower, was originally built on a very strong and easily defended point high above the deeply gorged Gill Burn, which we're going to walk across with a little, there's a little wooden bridge to take us over there. And of course that meant that the place could be relatively easily defended from coming from that side. We're going to go through there, and we'll stop once we get round to the side near the burn.